All right, thank you for tuning back in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We do appreciate you coming back to us every single day. And I want to say real quickly, I appreciate those that write to us and tell us how much they appreciate the broadcast. You don't know how much that means to us. And so we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is 1856. It's P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Once again, that's P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Love to hear from you. Amen. Just want to give us an encouraging word or tell us how we're doing out there. We'd appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing from you. We've got the Coates family up from Fletcher, North Carolina. They're going to be singing now, and then we're going to go right into the message following that, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Time we're going to get right into the message. We've looked at the timing of the Passover, and we've looked at the how that this Passover also speaks of the Lord's separation. We've talked about the Passover and how that it speaks of the Lord's perfect sacrifice. We've spoke about how that the Passover speaks of the Lord's death, and then we've also mentioned that the Lord's Passover and His provision. We see that there's a living lamb, a slain lamb, and then a roasted lamb. And then we find out that Jesus is the bread of life. We have looked at the fact that there's a specific wording within the text that gives us instruction. Then we've looked at the specific work of the Passover. Then I find interesting that the Passover speaks about the seasoning. And that's where we're going to be looking at today. We're going to begin there about the seasoning of the Passover. Hope it be a blessing to you as you listen
the
today.
The seasoning of the lamb. Roast with fire and unleavened bread. Leaven speaks of sinfulness. Y'all know when you put that, ladies, y'all help me out here. I guess when you put that leaven in there, it rises, right? It's like sin. You let sin get in your life, it'll just rise with pride and all kinds of things, amen? But this said unleavened bread. Many clean. It's clean. It's good. And you know what they say about unleavened bread? That it'll last a long time. I'm glad of that, aren't you? Amen. Unleavened bread speaks of Christ, the sinless lamb. That also is the sinless bread. For Jesus said this, I'm the bread of life. Thank God you think about that for just a minute. That unleavened bread, Jesus Christ, the type of that bread. He's the bread of life. He has no sin in him at all. Amen. There's no sinfulness there. Then we talk about that bitter herbs. Passover lamb was also not just to be slain and the blood put on the doorpost externally, but the lamb was also to be taken inside and taken internally. Now let me break this down a little bit. Externally, we got the blood on the outside, right? Internally, we brought the lamb in. Amen. The one I'm talking about, the meat portion of it. We brought that lamb inside. But then I'm not just talking about, man, just bring it inside the house, but I'm talking about internally in your soul, amen. I'm talking about made a difference in you individually. Yes, while the lamb was on the outside, and yes, while the lamb was on the inside of the home, amen, it didn't become helpful to each individual until they begin to put it in their mouth. Oh, hey, listen to me. Is there a possibility this morning that you can show up to the house of God? Is there a possibility you can hear the things of God? Is there a possibility you can get around the table and then not ever make a decision personally for Jesus? One writer said that God wanted them to eat these bitter herbs every year to remind themselves of the bitter slavery that they endured while in Egypt. They were not to forget the pain, the slavery, the hardship, the beatings that come with living there in Egypt. I'm going to tell you something, listen, no child of God ever supposed to enjoy living in the world. And Egypt's always been a type of the world. You said, preacher, I don't understand why I got to go through so much. I don't understand why we got to go through so much hardship and heartache and so much pain and suffering. I don't understand why we got to go through these things. I don't either, but I do know this. Praise God, while there's a sweet lamb that's in my mouth, there's some bitter herbs, yes, that I have to taste. But I want you to know this, friend. There's a heaven that I'm going to where there's going to be no more pain. There's going to be no more suffering. You ain't going to have to endure no more death, amen. Friend, we're going to be at home and home at last, thank God. We ain't going to worry about that no more. Thank God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, say, preacher, what's them old bitter herbs? I think them bitter herbs was taken just to remind them of where they'd been, amen, and what God had brought them through, amen. And so when they get on the other side, they can think back to Egypt and say, hey, look at what God delivered us from, hallelujah. Now, some of you this morning have been delivered from drug addiction. Some of you have been delivered from, man, all types of whoredoms. And some of you have been delivered from, man, that of alcoholism and all kinds of different things. Hey, amen. And sometimes, amen, you're reminded of your hardship that you had in that old land. But thank God, you're in a new land now. God brought you out. This next one speaks about the sentencing of the Lord's Passover. Here's where things begin to change. Look at verse number 9. Eat not of it raw nor sodden. Now this sodden has to do with this. Saturating the meat in water. Now we do that from time to time when we boil things. You know, sometimes we'll boil meat and it makes it tender. It makes it good. But this is not what the Lord wanted. The reason why that it's written this way, he didn't want it sodden. It means this. It means that, man, there's a picture here that God wants to drive home to you and to me. He's saying this. Not at all with water, but roast with fire, his head and his legs with the purities thereof. Now, listen. In the previous verse, we read that we were to eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire. We're not to eat it raw. In other words, it's supposed to be cooked. The reason why they could not eat it raw was because it still had blood in it. It still had blood in it. And so they had to make sure that it was cooked well. Arthur Pink said this way. He said, the Israelites were to feed not only upon that where death had done its work, but also upon that which had been subjected to the fire. My friend, I'll say this, that this speaks of the sentencing of the Passover. You say, what are you meaning by the sentencing of the Passover? Well, death, if you remember, the Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So we've already seen the death portion of it. Now we're going to see the judgment of it. Death and judgment, two separate things. When a man lost, he dies, but doesn't just disappear. When you die, friend, you're not going to just disappear. After this, the judgment, we're going to give an account, amen. We're going to stand before God. So when a man dies, he doesn't just die and disappear and it be done. No, the Bible said this, if a man dies, shall he live again. There is life after death. And so when a man dies, it's not the end. There is judgment. He's still going to face the judgment. Did you know that Jesus, the righteous lamb, listen to me real close right here. Listen, I'm going to tell you, this is going to help you if you get a hold of it. Jesus, the righteous lamb, took our place when it comes to that of suffering. He died and took the shame of death and judgment for you and for me. He took our death, yes. Not only did he take our death, but he also took our judgment. He not only took our death on the cross of Calvary, but he also took our judgment. Now how many knows what Romans 3 says? Romans 3 said this, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. For there's none righteous, in other words, ain't none done right. None righteous, no, not one. So if there's none righteous, then that means this, that we're all guilty. When it comes to that of judgment, we're all guilty. Now you think, this is a preacher, I'm just not following you. I don't know where you're going. Look here. Christ was made sin for us. The Bible said, who knew no sin, had committed no sin, could not sin, Jesus the righteous was made sin for us. The only way that he could pay for your sins was to die for your sins. The only way that you can be found righteous is for him to stand in judgment for you, a righteous, holy lamb. Had they put an old maimed lamb on the doorpost, a hurt lamb or a lamb with blemish upon the doorpost, death would have invaded that home and death would have destroyed them that night. But because of the blood of a lamb that was found worthy to die. Hey, listen, death passed on to the next house. The fire speaks of the wrath of a holy God. Christ being made sin for us. You say, preacher, I don't remember there being fire at the cross. I don't remember there being any fire at the cross. This fire of judgment there at the cross of Calvary, while not externally, we don't see a fire externally at the cross, I believe that there's an internal burning of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he was being roasted by fire of judgment at the cross of Calvary. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Well, the psalmist said this, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer. No doubt, listen, explaining why that Jesus at the cross of Calvary said these words, I thirst.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.